right, welcome back to hour number two of the May 28th Memorial Day weekend of the Sane Asylum. I'm your host, Giuseppe, and it's an honor to have two true nationalist, courageous heroes, Dave Gahari, the white nationalist, and Ayo Kamathi, the black nationalist, who come together for a remarkable series of shows. So far, they've released five, three more to come. And then Dave just shared this could very well be season one of In Black and White. You can go to inblackandwhitestandardspelling.net or go on Odyssey to In Black and White, and there you can leave comments as well. But it's remarkable. And as we hit the top of the hour, I had asked Dave and I'm sure like Ayo to comment. I mean, to me, the episode five of God and Morality was so powerful, especially Ayo's insights, because Ayo, like you said, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a Muslim, doesn't matter if you're a Hindu, doesn't matter if you're the various other flavors of how people choose to worship around the globe. The Jew wants to enslave everybody, and that's really it.
You know, for me, and I think, Dave, I don't know if we discussed this, but when we were coming up with the different topics, we came up and agreed to them. The one I thought was going to be the least interesting was number five. I literally felt like, you know what, we're going to have to find a way to make five relevant, but the other ones people would really like. And I was shocked when I saw the first draft of part five. I was like, uh-oh, this is the one. There's something about it, even me, once the editing was done, like watching it, it just, even though we did it, I mean, we were there doing it, so it's not like it's new, but it just felt new, and it just does, even, it bothers me. I think all of us that have some kind of God sense in us, some kind of sense of morality, there's something that there's right and wrong, and that want to believe ourselves to be doing something that's right and decent. This part number five, I really think, hits hard.
Oh, absolutely. And we're about to open up the phone lines, but I want to advocate all listeners. RepublicBroadcasting.org, SpeakFreeRadio.com are both two of the premier truth-telling platforms in the independent media. There's a lot out there, and a lot of them are controlled opposition, or they're alt-kike. They're controlled by buffoons like that little chicken swinger Shapiro and the others. You know, but what you get with RBN, what you got with Speak Free is some amazing truth-tellers. But, you know, it costs money to run a network. So if you can support RBN, awesome store, especially the Wild Pastures, that protein is delicious and clean. The iTera crystal, I have patients, some of you know, some of you don't, been a natural healer in my own practice for 20 years now, and the iTera works. I have patients who have purchased those units, and dealing with chronic knee arthritis, nothing would work well. Could get some relief with acupuncture. The iTera Juan took it all away. It's the real deal. Many other fine products. If you can donate, well, then if you made some money in crypto, or you just life is good, maybe you rode the stock market for the last decade, we'll support this because, you know, John Stantmiller, the man who created it, he passed on. And since then, it's been a real struggle. They want to stay on the air, but they need your help. And same with Speak Free Radio, need some donations. All right. So we're going to open up the phone number, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And we've got our first caller, Mike from Kentucky. Mike, welcome, and what's on your mind?
I walked away from my computer. If you can give me a second or two, I was going to say, you know, they have to have a lot of cooperation to do the kind of stuff that they're trying to do, you know, be it Agenda 2030 or whatever they're going to push it back to, Agenda 2035 or 40 or, you know. Yeah. Whatever the public policy is, a lot of people in the intelligence community are aware of just how bad the Israelis are. And they put them in with a whole list of threats from China, Russia, Cuba, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, France, Venezuela, and South Korea. And I think it's about a 2004 document. I don't know how it got leaked. But basically, you know, I put it up on RBN's Facebook page as a fill-in-the-blank cartoon series that I do called The Not So Far-Fetched. And it's like, blank was identified by the NSA security threat in several areas, including the threat of development of weapons of mass destruction, delivery methods, and on. It just lists all this stuff, and at the bottom it has, in this, Israel has dubious company, according to the NSA. Other leading threats were listed as, and it goes through that whole list, China, Russia, Cuba, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, France, even Venezuela and South Korea. France, for some reason, doesn't get mentioned a lot, but all these others, you know, are constantly in the news as America's boogeyman. And they're just as big a threat as Israel. So that is enough right there to tell you that the media is pretty much filtered and controlled, that Israel is the third rail topic there. Over also on RBN, I posted a document from, I think it was in the 50s. It was a couple pages out of a book. It's got the barcode on it and the ISBN number, I think it's called, book number. I think it's about, the chapter's called The Polish Question. And it says, it's a couple of letters, excerpts from a couple of letters. This assistant minister, I think in, I don't know, in England or Poland, it's hard to tell, is writing to people and fomenting the idea that they've got to do atrocity propaganda to save the Bolsheviks because of what, I guess, they had done in the Holodomor and stuff, you know, 60 million or more killed, and they were urging the clergy not to divulge their receiving the letter, but that they needed to go along, basically, with the atrocity propaganda of the Holocaust in Germany. because, you know, so that, I mean, that's how long this has been going on. So we're up against it. I mean, but again, they've got a lot of people quietly cooperating and kowtowed and spooked and emasculated or whatever you want to say to allow this to happen. If you guys really... Because really, I mean, RBN and any of this alternative media is essentially now in this modern time a fly trap. So they've socially profiled probably, whatever, 5 billion people on the planet. 80% of the entire world's internet traffic goes through the United States. So they're obviously cataloging X key score, social credit score, whatever you want to call it, everybody. What direction can we go? I mean,
oh, great point. Well, let's get some thoughts on your observations first from Dave Gahari and then from Ayo Kamate.
Great.
Yeah, did you have a question or comment about the video series?
Well, I'm just asking for solutions. What, I mean, we can rattle on all this stuff, but if we don't come up with solutions.
Have you watched the video series?
No. First time I've heard of you guys.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, well. The key is to go to inblackandwhite.net. They're offering quite a few interesting solutions in each episode. Go ahead, Ayo, your thoughts.
I was going to answer and say some things, but I actually like what Dave said. I think we can't be pessimistic when people are doing the very things that need to be done that we say need to be done, and we say what needs to be done, and we're doing them. So I would say the first step for the gentleman would be go watch the series. Things are being done.
Excellent. Well, let's move on to Joe in Florida then. Joe, welcome. And what's on your mind, Joe?
Hey, Giuseppe. Thanks for taking my call. And hello, Ayo and Dave. Good to hear you guys. I'll say up front, I haven't seen the series yet. I'm very much looking forward to it. But I will say that I said this to you last week, Giuseppe. This conversation, the conversation with Ayo and Dave, is the one conversation that the Jews are most desperately afraid of, okay? Because what they've done in our culture, look, they take the division points. You know, slavery was a history in our country, right? Whatever they're going to exploit, they want black people to hate white people. They want white people to hate black people. Well, when black people and white people start getting together and saying, wait a minute, who is the real enemy, right? That's the conversation they're most afraid of, okay? Because blacks in this country have been exploited by Jews in a vicious way, in a vicious way, as have white people. Okay, so that's the common enemy. So God bless you both for saying what you're saying. I'm looking forward to seeing the thing. You know, it's a conversation that actually you'll probably get flack from both sides. I think there are even listeners to RBN who are like, well, you know, we don't want to hear this or whatever. But I think this is the most important conversation because we're finally focusing on who the real enemy is, right? We have to focus on the Jews and the way the Jews have destroyed our culture for both black and white people, and have undermined our families, our institutions. I call it the polluted Jewish sewer culture that they have created over the last 75 years. So thank you both. I just want to say one thing, and it has to do with the Ukraine-Russia war, which I appreciate, Io, you were talking about, and Dave and Giuseppe. So the way I phrase it, thanks, Giuseppe, for playing that clip of that evil witch, the Kabbalah witch, Victoria Nuland, who is a war criminal. She's a war criminal who should be charged with war crimes and dealt with accordingly. But here's the thing. The way I phrase it is, so it's been happening for 8 years. Basically, it's the Jewish war against Russia, okay? It's not a Ukraine-Russia conflict. It's the Jewish war against Russia. And they started in 2013, 2014. And their whole goal from the very beginning was to use Ukraine to sacrifice, to genocide Ukrainian Christians in their war of destroying Russia. Why destroy Russia? Because they have this very long ancestral relationship with Russians. Why? Because Russians are the only people who have dealt with them accordingly. You know, and that includes President Putin. He knows who the enemy is. I'm not under the delusion that he's a saint or anything, but he actually knows what the story is. So I would just say that I call it the Jewish war against Russia. And you're exactly right, Io. They are sacrificing, they're genociding Ukrainians in their war against Russia. What do you think?
First of all, what I really appreciate you doing, this is what has to happen. You're not talking in bizarre terms. You're changing the narrative. It's not the U.S. NATO war against Russia. It's the Jewish war against Russia and Ukraine. Once you said that, you had me in, because once we all start doing that, we have to put the pressure on people in positions of power and authority to realize that if you don't start taking that narrative, we're not listening to you. You no longer have authority. So I love the way he said that, and I agree with him 100%.
Dave, any thoughts?
Oh, I love it. You know, the caller before, Mike from Kentucky, I didn't know if he had a question. He was talking about stuff that I couldn't really understand what he was saying, but I understand what Joe was saying, and I really appreciate it. And I don't think it's a matter of letting these creatures in power know how we feel, because they don't give a shit. I think what matters is we have to tell them, not them, but tell the rest of these morons out there who haven't figured it out yet what's going on. Watch these videos. Wake the F up.
Amen, brother. All right, let's move on to our next caller, John in Tennessee. Thank you so much, Joe. John in Tennessee, welcome. What's on your mind?
There's the click over. How you guys doing?
Good, John. How are you?
All right. So, Giuseppe, I think last week you had a caller. Didn't you have a caller who said something going, you ever notice how they do this stuff in 100-year cycles? Like COVID with 2019,
right.
With 1919
from,
with the Spanish flu,
yep.
Right? So in 1924, Hitler dedicated his first draft of Mein Kampf. So what's interesting is they knew him. They knew Mein Kampf, so they installed him, and the German people had to pay for it. So now we have Trump. All the optics are the same. America is under an absolute Bolshevik assault. They're taking the economy, and now it's here's your white knight. The optics are exactly the same. You got a nationalist white candidate with big rallies, with people waving flags behind it, and everybody thinks he's going to save the country. But the fact of the matter is, he's going to get installed, and we're all going to get punished for it for being a bunch of white supremacists, blah, blah, blah. But what's interesting with your discussion is it's going to happen at the same time that the Khazars moved back into Khazaria 2.0, and then all that equipment that they left in Afghanistan, they'll attack that political state of Israel created out of World War II with it, and it'll look like Left Behind series because all the stupid Christians think that's a Bible prophecy, that political country. What's interesting to me is this acceleration. Their foot is on the gas. Budweiser, yeah. Target. Now it's come out that Kohl's is pushing these North gay base. Clothes for toddlers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. And then the other video I sent you from the dude who said, and Io, you made this point too, we, the Christians, or the moral population in America, are rebelling against all this faggotry and sexual debauchery thrown in our face. What's going to happen is all the truck drivers and all the people at the bottom of the scale are going to get laid off. So we're attacking our own middle class, and we're going to put that, and then we're going to have that two system of the rich and the poor. See, the CEO, he doesn't care. The CEOs move around every 4 years. So he goes into a company, does what the World Economic Forum tells him to do, which is throw all the Bolshevism in our face and piss us off. He gets his $14 million, and he goes to another company. You see, so like I said, though, the acceleration of this thing, they're not taking their foot off the gas because their finger's on the trigger. They're ready to shoot the white American in the head. They're ready to finish off this republic. We're not going to win any pushback. So what I'm saying is I appreciate your conversation. And Dave, you know, Giuseppe and I've had discussions, I don't like to bother you, but we've had discussions behind the, I don't like the over-the-top anti-Semitism that feeds into the 30 states that have already adopted the legislation or the damn global definition of anti-Semitism. I don't think we should give into that and make ourselves what they say we are. Of course, we could hit them with what is a Semitic person, but they're never going to. But, you know, the thing is we're having a very fruitful discussion, which is what Io is saying, going, change the narrative and say it's Jews. Because you know how many white supremacists, quote-unquote, don't know what the thrust of Mein Kampf was? The thrust of Mein Kampf is right here where Hitler wrote, the first and greatest lie is that the Jew is not a race, but a religion. That is the thrust of the book. These people are a race of devils, which is exactly what Jesus called them, a race of devils. They're of their father, the devil. They cannot be redeemed. They're not white people. We found that out with Whoopi Goldberg, did we, Giuseppe?
Yes.
Right? You know, absolutely. So the deal is there's a sense of urgency because they got their foot on the gas and this acceleration's going on. And I do, so we got to keep having this discussion, but we don't have to be ridiculous. We don't have to be name-calling. We don't have to, you know what I'm saying? We just have to change the narrative and go, look, there's a rate, obviously, because we can piggyback on Tucker Carlson and go, Tucker Carlson said it. You hypocrites are attacking white people.
Change the narrative.
You're sitting there screaming racism, and then you're attacking a race of people. Well, change okay, let's name off all the races on the planet. Name them change all off. And then go, the Jews are a race. We have to convince and tell everybody exactly what Hitler said and what the Bible says. The Jews are a race. They can't show blood in the face. They're not an Adamic race. They are a race of people. They are devils, and all they know how to do is John 10:10. Steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what they're doing to America. So thank you.
Thank you, John Percent. Dave, go ahead. And then Io.
Yes, yes. Hey, John. Good to hear you. I don't think changing the narrative is going to do anything, obviously. That was 1924. We're almost 100 years into Mein Kampf. No, I don't think changing the narrative is going to do squat. And I think what's going to do something is waking people up with videos. John, did you watch any or all of those videos?
I haven't. I didn't even know it was out there yet.
Okay,
I've been,
cool.
I've been lucky to listen to anything lately.
Yeah, well, you know, that it's probably a good idea to watch them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's what the show's about, so... You know, let us know what you think. You know the email and Skype and all that, and be curious to see what your opinion is about it.
I'll get you the link, John.
All right.
Io, any thoughts on what John Prasant had to say?
I do, but I know you have more callers. I want to make sure we get to the callers.
Okay.
Yeah, John, go ahead. That's good.
Appreciate your points, and we'll talk soon. Next caller is Michael from California. Michael, welcome. What's on your mind?
Not Michael, Paul.
Oh, it's listed as a Michael.
I could be Michael if you like.
No, you were listed beneath Michael. But hey, Paul from California, welcome, Paul. On your mind?
Well, a couple of things based upon what callers have said so far, including just the last one here. I'm going to take issue. I know I've heard John Prasant many times, and I mostly agree with him. But this idea about parallels or the optics, you know, with Trump and Hitler. Good God. Hitler named the Jew, okay? Trump doesn't name the Jew. He will never name the Jew. He's never going to adopt any of the policies of National Socialist Germany. There's not any comparison at all, in my opinion. And as far as the previous caller to that, talking about the conversation that the Jews are afraid of is when blacks and whites start talking, please, please. Now, I made my position last week clear, Giuseppe. You heard it, and just so Io knows, okay, I'm as white nationalist or, quote, white supremacist as anybody can get. I mean, if you put a meter on me and there's a way to measure it, I'm sure that I would be up there with anybody else that would fit that description. So having said that, of course, I respect what Io is doing, the information he's putting out, and I don't have an issue with him because he's made it clear that in most cases he's in favor of separation, okay, not just a black nationalist but a black separatist. Okay, that suits me fine. The reason I say please about this idea, name a time in history where blacks and whites got together and fought for the common cause of ridding their nation of the Jew. Okay? I'll wait for the answer. And I'm not saying it can happen or it won't happen, but this is explicitly a white problem, and we have to man up and be racially conscious and deal with it because the blacks are not suffering any threat of black genocide from white people, okay? Europe is being inundated from both Africa and the Arabic countries and everywhere else, and all the other white nations are being inundated with whoever and wherever they can come from as long as they're non-white. It's a Jewish agenda. The white people's DNA needs to be protected and promoted if we're going to have or continue to have a civilized world, because there is no denying that white people are the bringers of civilization, all right? That's my position. So the bottom line is, sure, if any black wants to pitch in and lend us a hand to throw the Jews in the volcano, great. I do plan on watching these videos, and hopefully if enough people watch these videos, if it results in the Jews being thrown in the volcano, then great. I'm all in favor of any video. So that's my little rant for the moment. Thanks for hearing it.
I wouldn't do that to the volcano.
Well, let's, Io, your thoughts. I know you were ready to jump in, and then Dave after Io.
I have to say this because, see, this, and I'll be honest, this is, I've been wanting to say this, but it has to be at the appropriate time. So this is the perfect time. I'm going to just say it to y'all so y'all can hear it clearly. One of your greatest Achilles heels is your ego. I'm talking to white folks now. What he just did is what is going to ultimately get you killed. It's very dangerous to be in the situation that you're in and have other people, even if you don't like them, and then to start shooting darts at them, not telling the truth about how you feel. When he says there's no genocide against black people occurring, that's the most ridiculous thing you can possibly say. We've been in this country for 400 years facing extermination continuously.
No. That's untrue.
Wait a minute. Let me just read. You'll get your turn, Paul. This is what doesn't make any sense. I agree with him at first what he said when he said there's no time we got together to fight the Jew. But there is something that goes in that direction. To be clear, we fought to end slavery. Whites fought to maintain their republic. Guess who did it together and couldn't have done it without one another? We weren't likely to end slavery without the white army, and the Union wasn't going to win the war and maintain the republic and become the most powerful nation in the world without black people fighting to fight slavery. We fought those two things together, and we won. Each got what we wanted. Not that we were treated everything afterwards, but the bottom line is chattel slavery ended. That should be, for maturity's sake, I'm talking about maturity here, that should be something that makes us say, well, if we did that and got that done, are we perhaps in a situation now where both groups are being exterminated? This is the important, I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you come back in, but I want you to understand this. See, for me to come, I'm proud, you wouldn't understand this, I'm more black than you are white in terms of the hostility that where I came from. If you had any idea, trust me, I'm as far black on the right side as you can get. But I've gotten the maturity to say, wait a minute, I don't even know that whites can have any suffering. Be mature and listen to their story. Even though I don't want to hear your story because what you all have done to us, but I did that. Before you say that black people aren't being exterminated, you should educate yourself and hear the story. Because if we both have the same enemy, that's the only reason I'm here, then you shouldn't turn that off because it's not going to benefit you.
So there's a problem with the premise that what I said, okay, I didn't say, quote, black people aren't being exterminated. What I said was that they do not face the threat of black genocide by being inundated with whites, okay? So there's a difference. Second of all, if you look at the numbers, the slaves that were brought to this country, as opposed to the Caribbean and South America, of course, the preponderance of the slave trade went to the Caribbean and South America and Central America, okay? The United States itself got a fairly small number. And since that time, your numbers have flourished. The black race has flourished and prospered in the United States and enjoyed a standard of living that they didn't have in their own, you know, continent, Africa, as well as these other places. And to this day, you cannot deny this, Io. You're a very educated guy. You're an educated, successful guy. Guess what? Most blacks, and by the way, a lot of whites also, are not very educated, okay? They don't enjoy the sort of historical perspective that you have, okay? So I have an awareness of how blacks, quote-unquote, have suffered. They have suffered from prejudice and discrimination. There's no doubt about it. And it's really not their fault because they didn't ask to be part of this society. But if they're going to be in this society, they're going to suffer discrimination and prejudice. It's just the way it is. That's why I am in favor, for the most part, of separation, because in many cases it's just not fair to have them be a minority in a majority white society. And, of course, that's being, you know, shall we say, fixed by the Jew, because they're trying to bring in so many non-whites, including blacks from Africa, by the way, so that we become a minority in our own country. So we have every right to fight like the devil to prevent that, and I think you would agree with that.
Okay, we hit the bottom of the hour. Great discussion between Paul and Io, and we'll finish up the final 30 minutes after these messages. Stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
So just how far down do you want to go? Well, we could talk it out over a cup of joe, and you could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel. You and me, baby, no one else we could trust. We'll say nothing to no one, no how. Or we bust and never crack a smile, or flinch or cry for no. So just how far down do you want to go? Well, we could talk it out over a cup of joe, and you could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel. You and me, baby, no one else we could trust. We'll say nothing to no one, no how. Or we bust and never crack a smile, or flinch or cry.
Meet me in the mission.
Everybody does know the world is basically full of stupid people. That's why we face the many problems we do. But we've got a couple of heroic nationalists, white nationalist Dave Gahari, black nationalist Ayo Kamathi, who have joined together for a remarkable new series of videos. InBlackAndWhite.net is where you can watch it, or watch them on Odyssey, or I rebroadcast on my platforms every Monday or Tuesday, and they're all over the place. They're on BitChute. So they're gradually spreading on word of mouth. But it was a provocative and always insightful call from Paul from California. Appreciate Paul's input and discussion, respectful discussion with Ayo. But Dave Gahari and then Ayo would like to have some final comments, and then we'll move on to other callers. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just make it quick because there's a bunch of callers lined up. I just want to say in reference to, I think that was John Percent's comment about they're really starting to ramp it up, all of these woke corporations. I don't know if it's that. I think they're probably just following the guidelines of what the Jews put forth with the ESG and the DEI bullshit. So I think it's that. I don't think they're going, okay, let's speed it up. In reference to what Paul from California said, if he wants to, or if somebody wants to focus on the differences between blacks and whites, and there are many, and I don't know if there is a bridgeable gap between the two races, then you can. Go ahead. You want Ayo to admit certain things? Would that make you feel better? Would you then support what we're trying to do? My point is, yes. There are differences. Yes, you have your opinion. Yes, Ayo has his opinion. Curiously, Ayo and I don't get into that stuff. We have a target that we're focused on. So I think, you know, it's funny that most of these callers have never even watched the videos. Some of them said they're going to plan on watching them. They haven't even watched. They've been out there, right? Yeah, maybe they actually didn't stumble onto them. I don't know how that would be, since they're spreading around. But they want to talk about other stuff and rip it down. And that's the thing. A lot of people in the white nationalist community, they're really good at ripping stuff down. I don't know about the black community. I'm not black. I don't know. Maybe they're like that too. I think Ayo told me that it's hard to gain traction for stuff like this. But if we keep having people who are looking and waiting for the blacks to admit certain things that they believe, then we're never going to get anywhere. Right. And that's evidence of it.
Common enemy is the true target. Go ahead, Ayo.
Yeah, what I'd like to say, I probably take a different perspective than you guys would think. This, for me, is the most productive conversation. I'm going to say why. I didn't come for the nice guys. I came for the polls. Why? Because truthfully, I am the black Paul, meaning all I care is about my race. Paul, all he cares about is his race. I've spent more time thinking than Paul. And I've come to the recognition and reality that it is necessary that I come a long distance to find Paul. Because the same person that I can now see is killing Paul is killing my people. And we're all going to die. Last part I'll say to that, just because this is important for me to say. Because it shows how much distance I've come. When he says there's no place where white people are going, where black people are being exterminated, being amongst white people, I'll just use one country. The country's called Australia. It was a black country, a continent. That continent is now white. It didn't happen by itself. But I have the maturity, and it is not easy, to recognize that and still say the WEF is trying to exterminate Australians. I recognize that, even though the Australians exterminated us, but we're all going to be exterminated now. So I have to recognize that, and I'm still sitting here talking to you now. That's a long distance. That's what I wanted to say.
That's a great observation. Like you said in a previous interview we did, Ayo, the cooperative sovereignty is a realistic solution once we can remove the Jew from any vestige of power, which we must do. Next caller, welcome Caesar in New York. Caesar, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. How are you today?
Living the dream. How about you, Caesar?
Better than yesterday. I just wanted to say one thing. Everyone's talking about Donald Trump. And Donnie is just an actor on the global stage. He's a Chavez Goyim, number one. Number two, I don't know who's wearing the Biden mask, but he's about to, by executive order, which is unconstitutional, to sign over the sovereignty of the United States to the WHO, which is owned by Xi Jinping. I think it's Xi Jinping or Xi. I don't know who owns the WHO, but also Costco is owned by the communist Chinese, and they have the Kalashnikovs in the containers ready to hand over to the men of fighting age coming across the border so they could put the bayonets in our heart. So I think that the republic has been overthrown. I think it's too far gone now. And I think that, you know, I think it's over. That's in my opinion, and my opinion means nothing. You men are more knowledgeable than I am, but the way I see it, I'm in the communist state of New York, and I can tell you, we've got hotels that they've thrown veterans out of to put in these illegals. Maduro opened up the prisons in Venezuela, sent us all his criminals. We've got nothing but these illegals, $93,000 a year per illegal, free college, free medical, free everything. Meanwhile, we got our homeless sleeping in the streets. We got our veterans sleeping on cardboard boxes. It's disgusting. This country is disgusting. This gay agenda is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. If you even believe in that, I got guys that don't believe in that. And I ask them what animates them, and they said they don't know. And they don't realize that when they see through their eyes, they see through the eyes of God, and he experiences his reality through yours. Your opinion, gentlemen.
Dave, and then Io, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. We're in deep doo-doo. Have you watched the videos yet?
Which videos?
Dave and Io's videos.
Have you been listening to the show, Caesar?
I listen to the show. I listen to you guys because I wait for the King of Sunday Night, which is Robert Revolt, and there's no one that can really fill his shoes. He is the true King of Sunday Night.
Okay, have you been listening to this show from the beginning?
Not from the beginning. I listen to you guys on and off because
Do you know about the videos we did?
Not really.
Okay. Giuseppe, could you tell him where to find them?
Yeah, in blackandwhite.net. You should really check out the videos. There's five of them now, Caesar, and appreciate your call. And let's move on to Michael in California. And by the way, no Ravel tonight. Longtime Revolution Radio participant, the hijacker, is going to fill in. Robert's taking the day off. So, okay, Michael, California, how are you?
All right. Yeah, good. How you doing? I think it's brilliant that Io and Dave Kahari have hooked up. But if you want to educate yourself, you go to Money Tree Publishing. And the book by Reed T. Sansbury lays it out in a 7th to 8th grade history lesson on all the subject matter that you need to be informed with. And when you want to go out and talk about the problems that we are facing today, and I've been watching Io and I've been watching Dave. I've spoke with Dave personally, and it's brilliant. So it's really an information war that we need. We need to get out there and posting. I've taken snippets out of Reed's book to post, like, for instance, about the banking system and who controls it. And people don't respond online when I post the facts of the whole banking system. People, they don't know how to respond because, unfortunately, we've been dumbed down. We've been dumbed down, but we need to join forces definitely with our black brothers and sisters, and we need to join up. And I know that Kanye West came out a little while ago. I don't know if he came. I don't know he. He came out and said things, but I don't know if he went about it in such a great manner, meaning I don't hear about Kanye anymore, but he came out and named the Jew and got shut down. But I find through information and through doing going to Money Tree Publishing and getting the information out there is really what we need to do. What we need to do.
Excellent.
And what you
call,
guys are
Michael.
Doing.
Appreciate it. And you can also get Io's book, Jews of the Problem, Money Tree. If you get Reed's book and Io's book, you're in for some good reading. Dave Gahari, go ahead.
Well, it's got all the information that we need. It's got it all. It's all right there, especially Reed's book. It tells you everything, and it's an information war, and it's stuff I didn't even know about. I'm same age as Dave Gahari, and I didn't know about this stuff until I started researching, and thank you, Dave, for Money Tree. But I've been watching you on Odyssey. I've seen all the shows, and they're thought-provoking, and it's just great information.
Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate that, buddy. Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, we just want people to see the videos. They're free. But, you know, I think a lot of these people, it's funny, I was thinking about it, you know. A lot of these folks who call into these shows, they just want to hear themselves talk, you know. At this point, you know, they're making the point. I don't give a shit what you got to say. I really don't. If you don't get it, if you don't understand why what Io and I are doing, I don't want to hear what you got to say. That's my opinion. That's my feeling. If you don't get that a black guy and a white guy are getting together to take on a common enemy, why are you calling in? I can hear your opinion. Write it to me. Send me an email. Get your own radio show. I don't give a shit. Don't you get it? That's the whole idea of the show. That's what's so frustrating. It's like, here it is. We laid it out. When has this ever happened? Nope. Let's talk about Trump. Who gives a shit about Trump? Here's what the show's about. You're listening to the show. You see what it's about. What's going through your minds? Let's see. I'm going to call into this show. I'm going to talk about Donald Trump. What? How about how Michael just did it? I'm going to call into this show. I'm going to summarize it. I'm going to comment on the actual video, say what's going on. That's it. Can we just take this black dude who's calling in, please? You know, can we do that, Sam? Let's get the black. I'm sorry, Giuseppe.
General Haig, aka Dave Gahari, has assumed control. No, Dave, it's cool. Yeah, let's move up to Stoney from Georgia, who's a black gentleman. So let's Stoney, welcome. What's on your mind?
I just want to say that I appreciate. I got in about 10 minutes after the show began, so I myself have to go back and look at the videos and stuff and study this. But I do appreciate the professionalism and the materialism that both gentlemen, Dave and Io, in which they present themselves. And when you're dealing with such a subject, it is going to take that to get us all where we need to go. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine who is white before I tuned into the show tonight, and we're both talking about the same subject. Now, you know, and I understand the emotions that get pulled in, the ignorance that gets pulled in, and a lot of times when you're emotional, no matter what the color is, it's hard to reach a level of intelligence anyway because you're so emotional. But the point is that what you're both doing needs to be done. And I once said to Mr. Stedmiller before he passed away, when you have the likes of David Duke agreeing with the likes of Louis Farrakhan, who's agreeing with the likes of Donald Trump, who's agreeing with the likes of Vladimir Putin, someone's in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, and that is the important thing that's going on. And I know exactly what's, you know, from my point of view here. I look at commercials, and I can't get past a commercial without seeing a black man with a white woman. I understand why the powers that be are doing this. Okay? I understand. When you go to the genetic factor, and there's a lot to be said about DNA, when you go to the genetic factor and you understand why the powers that be are doing what they're doing, they are trying to rub out the white race, but they're also pissing off the white race, making it emotional. And what gets me emotional is when I see a friend of mine who lives in Japan just sent me a video clip last night, and you have blacks who are on trains in Japan or in America, it doesn't matter. In their ignorance, they're trying to get views, trying to get clicks on their videos, and they're doing stupid, ignorant stuff, which is producing a karmic effect in which a certain people is counting on to set the races against one another. Okay? It's, if for those who don't understand, it's called the scapegoat ritual. In a particular people, a particular group of religious people, they work this thing to a T. Okay? And this is why they do what they do. There's a reason in history they have been perceived the way they have been received. Perceived, rather. It's because it's true. All right, I want to give somebody else time, but I will go back and study the videos, but I just want to say I appreciate the guest. I appreciate you, Mr. Giuseppe. I listen a lot, and there are a lot of us sitting back here biding our time, okay? Because we know what we have to do.
It's an honor to have you call, Stoney. Let me ask you, have you seen any of the videos that Dave and I did at inblackandwhite.net? Have you checked those out yet?
No, that's what I said at the beginning of the when I came in. I haven't seen them either. But because I caught the show, I came in 10 minutes into the show when you guys were 10 minutes into it. But I would go back and listen to this show all over again through the archives.
He was still rocking from my outburst. That's what it was. It's so good to hear somebody like Stoney, you know. I mean, I've talked to black people about this, and I've found over the years that, and this is a generalization, but blacks in general, and I talked to Io about this, are much more Jew-wise than whites. And if you want to look at that per capita, a lot of whites are just, you know, focused on the whole black and white thing. You know, they got to get their point through.
Right.
It seems to me from my little experience with blacks, because I don't hang out with blacks, but the interactions I've had, blacks think about this on a much deeper level, and they're much more open to the concept that we're pushing here. And obviously that was elaborated by Stoney. And thank you, Stoney, for calling. Go ahead, Io.
Io, would you like to comment on Stoney's observations?
Very quickly, what I'll say about Stoney. First of all, thanks for being the first brother they called. I'm happy. He did good for the race, brother. You made us look good. But what I would say is, when he was saying certain people, he's talking about the Jews. Let me just be clear, because I don't like talking in general. The Jews is who he was talking about. When he says people in power and this stuff, he's talking about the Jews. That's what I'd say.
Right on. What a great caller, Stoney. Please feel free to call back anytime. Let's move on to Galen in Hawaii. Galen, how are you and what's on your mind? Galen, are you there?
Hello.
Maybe there. Is that Galen?
Hello, are you here?
Yes, Galen. Hello. Oh, how are you?
Hi. Thank you for the work you're doing. Just very quickly, I feel I'm in one of the old-fashioned ones that I look at the individual and not the skin color. I know that's not a popular stance, but I will stand and embrace any American national that is willing to fight alongside of me to get out from Jewish power and out from tyranny. So, Giuseppe, you often ask, where is the warrior class? And, you know, it really is us, every capable human being. We're the ones. We are the unorganized militia. We can't organize because that invites infiltration. But we have to all be ready. Otherwise, each decides their moment, when they have to do something beyond just talking. And I do say continue to talk, continue to educate. It's very important. But to be the solution for me is to be ready. Chris, just have a quick imagination of a round table, and there's Paul Revere, and they're sitting around, and they're saying the British are here. They're taking everything. They want to tax us. They want to kill us. They want to own us. They weren't there just not deciding what to do. They knew that they had to be ready to fight. And so I bring that out because it's not a popular stance, but it's an inevitable one unless we have some kind of miracle. So
that's an excellent observation. We're coming to the end of the show. So, Dave, and then Io, why don't you chime in with a comment?
Yeah, just quickly. She's right. Like Jefferson said, the tree of freedom must occasionally be replenished by the blood of patriots and tyrants. Right. I agree. There will be a time. America was born in revolution, and we will have another revolution, and we will deal with these traitors at some point. I'd like to see it, but I don't know if it's going to happen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I
know we're running short on time. I won't respond directly. I like what she had to say, but I really want to say this before we get off the air. What I said earlier in terms of poll, my spirit is still pulling on that. This is what I like. The reason I did this, what I'm doing, the reason y'all are hearing me is because I said, I know there are people out there that feel like Paul feels. I'm perfectly comfortable knowing how he feels about me because that's why I came here. I think that if he's serious, and I don't really mean Paul, I'm talking about that spirit of people who don't like black people. I come from a group of black people who don't like white people. So I can totally relate to that. I'm comfortable with that. But we're both in a crisis situation. I'm ahead of them. So I have to see, and that's why I say I want more of that kind of dialogue. I only say that because it's rich because of this. If we can get that guy, he don't have to like me. I don't want him to like me. But if he says there are people who are courageous and have character and capacity to fight this demon that we're fighting that's killing both of us, if we can get him there, I've already come there. If the people that I bring and the people that can bring from both sides that are fighters, like she said, the warriors, if we bring them to the table and we don't got to like each other and we don't come in with the insults and the lies, I've listened to what's happening to you all, even though I know what you've done to us. Just listen, because we don't have to agree on it. We just have to agree that there's a bad guy. If we agree on that, I think that's when we'll see how rich what we're producing can be. I really enjoyed what we've done here tonight, and I really love what you're doing, Giuseppe, and I just think this is just so important.
Thank you so much, Ayo. That's a great way to end. I salute both Dave Gahari and Ayo Kamathi for the courage to sit down, and I'd advocate for a lot of you listeners, go to inblackandwhite.net and watch the videos. It'll be do you some good. Inblackandwhite.net. Watch the videos. We'll have these guys back in a couple weeks when a couple more shows come down the pike. Next week, I'm going to have Dr. Judy Mikovits Wednesday and the Schaefer's Friday, so it's going to be a good week of shows. Enjoy the holiday weekend, and thanks to all those brave souls who gave their lives thinking for us, but in reality for the Jew. All right, good night, everybody. And here comes the hijack. Good night.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.